Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's August 5th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's December 20th, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, can you tell us who made Stonehenge and why?
Actually, Alora, this is a many-layered question. The first structures in the area that Stonehenge was built in were erected by the very earliest people that dwelled in England. They don't even have a name. They didn't call themselves anything but the tribes, the people, the clan. And they were, well, let's say they were a little bloodthirsty. They committed sacrifices of all types on this ground, and for many years it was used for this purpose. Then a more gentle people, a kinder people, came in the area that nowadays are called the Wiccans, and took over this area. And it was they that constructed the stone structures that are there now and viewed by most people. These people used Stonehenge for many, many years. It was a place of worship, and it was also a place of solar calculations where they were studying the stars and learning the ways of God. It was a marvelous achievement for a people that would be considered primitive today, that they learned all this knowledge and used this great structure for this purpose. Unfortunately, another barbaric tribe called the Druids came in and took over much of England before the Romans came in and conquered it again and drove the Wiccans into the forests. And there, the last of their civilization perished many years ago. But that is the basic story of Stonehenge, Alora.
Wow, what fascinating stuff, Nazarene. It's really amazing, all this history that happened in such a small place. It's good to know our friends the Wiccans actually built the structure we know of today.
It is truly amazing, isn't it, Alora, when so much history takes place on a certain piece of ground. You sometimes wonder why, but that's the way things are.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus may be reached at heresjesus777@yahoo.com.
We're back. Linda's chopping away, getting lunch, and I'm going to handle another one by myself. Here's an age-old question. It comes up again and again. Lord, what is wrong with people getting a little drunk? It says in the Bible, a little wine for your stomach's sake. Yes, it does say that in the Bible. But it also says that the drunkard is a curse to God and everyone else. And people should remember that. I have nothing against a little good wine, some fine beer, but when it gets to distilled spirits, I do not approve of them. They are too strong, they are too tempting, they are a drug that ruins too many lives. People must understand that anything in moderation is all right. But the problem is people cannot do things in moderation. They have to do things in extremes. People can't go to a party, enjoy a couple of nice glasses of wine while they're talking to their friends. No, they have to get completely soused. They have to get bombed right out of their mind so they're not aware of what's going on at all. Of course, the men like it when the women are in this condition, but it is still wrong. And when people tempt other people to drink to extremes, they are not their friends. They are their bitter, bitter enemies because they are trying to destroy them, and eliminate them is competition. Time and time again, people come before me for judgment. And they say, but Lord, I didn't do anything. And we answer, you destroyed dozens of lives by encouraging them to indulge in your binges, in your drinking, in your sick and perverted behavior. And you say, you bear no shame. Yes, you do. Drink responsibly. Drink like sane people.
We'll be back again.